Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Trump loses a legal battle in Pennsylvania. The Pentagon removing thousands of troops from the Middle East. Philadelphia is shutting down to slow the plague. Florida staying open. Lockdown now affecting our memories. Also ahead, covering Joe Biden. It's not easy. But first, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling against the Trump campaign's efforts to overturn the vote in that state. The 5-2 vote by the Supreme Court rejected the president's claims that Republicans were barred from witnessing the count in Philadelphia. The court warned it would be unconstitutional to dismiss legal ballots because of slight procedural irregularities, the court's words. There is still one more big case to decide in Pennsylvania that could wind up in the Supreme Court. President Trump ordering the Department of Defense to pull 2,500 soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan by January 15. U.S. troops have been stationed in Afghanistan since October 2001, and the drawdown is controversial because Islamic terrorism still exists in both Afghanistan and Iraq. Philadelphia banning all indoor gatherings as COVID surges across the country. The mayor's office prohibiting folks from getting together, visiting each other's homes, or dining in restaurants. The governor also urging all residents to wear masks in their own homes. Wow. Neighboring New Jersey now limiting the maximum number of Thanksgiving guests to 10 people or less. Unlike the Northeast, Florida is sticking to his plan to avoid restrictions. Governor DeSantis allowing bars, restaurants, gyms, and theme parks to operate at full capacity. Local governments in Florida are permitted to impose their own lockdown should they choose to do so. Researchers at the University of California say the national shutdown is having an effect on everybody's memory. Scientists believe high stress, isolation, and disrupted work schedules are making folks forget daily events. 20% of those surveyed are unable to recall what day it is. What day is it? In a moment, Joe Biden, not an easy guy to cover. Right back with that.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, how to cover Joe Biden. I am still trying to figure that out. The problem is he bounces around and he's not very specific. A few examples. On COVID, quote, Mr. Biden, we have to beat the virus. More people may die if we don't coordinate. Coordinate what? Exactly what does Joe Biden want to do? I don't know. Mr. Biden on race, quote, especially at those moments when this campaign was at its lowest ebb, the African-American community stood up again for me. You've always had my back, and I'll have yours, unquote. But how? What will Joe Biden as president do to improve race relations? We don't know. Mr. Biden on foreign policy, quote, "When I'm speaking to foreign leaders, I'm telling them America is going to be back. We're going to be back in the game," unquote. What game? What does that actually mean? Impossible to say. Joe Biden on unity, quote, "America, I'm honored that you have chosen me to lead our great country. The work ahead of us will be hard, but I promise you this, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you voted for me or not. Now is the time to heal," unquote. Great, heal, nice, but again, heal from what? Obviously, he's implying that Donald Trump hurt us, but 73 million Americans voted for him. Are they going to heal? Heal from what? So we don't know what Joe Biden is going to do. We don't know how he sees the country, how he sees the world. We don't know anything. That's the truth. Now, Mr. Biden is hiring a lot of former Obama people. That's a hint. Also a lot of corporate people. And that surprised me. But no radicals thus far. Honest journalists, and I like to think I am one, should try to be fair to Joe Biden. But general platitudes don't get us anywhere and are impossible to put into any kind of reasonable context. Joe Biden won because more people voted for him than Donald Trump. My analysis is he didn't win because 77 million Americans liked him. He won because 77 million Americans did not like Donald Trump. I could be wrong. But again, going forward, it is not going to be easy to cover Joe Biden, because he rarely says anything specific. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approved that message by actually writing it. Please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, still on the bestseller list after 10 weeks. I think you'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 42 years ago today, 1,000 Americans gathered in a remote jungle village in South America. Members of the group had just shot and killed a visiting U.S. congressman. Then the people were herded and forced to drink poison-laced fruit punch. In less than an hour, 909 people were dead in the biggest mass suicide in history. This is the story of the Jonestown Massacre. Beginning in the 1950s, preacher Jim Jones established the People's Temple, a Christian sect focused on racial equality and socialist principles like the elimination of private property. Soon, Jones relocated the church to San Francisco. The group was popular among local hippies, the poor, thousands of African Americans in the Bay Area. A few months later, Jim Jones was accused of fraud, embezzlement, sexual assault, and the abuse of children, so he fled the country. The paranoid preacher invited his followers to join him in starting a new life in French Guyana. The congregation was promised paradise. Instead, they found hard labor and propaganda. Many were ordered to work 18-hour days in the hot sun, listening to Jones' rambling sermons on loudspeakers, even while they slept. They were also forced to surrender their passports. After numerous complaints from family members in San Francisco, California Congressman Leo Ryan organized a visit to Jonestown in Guyana. The next day, church members were begging the congressman to take them back to America. Ryan was then attacked with a knife and ultimately shot to death, along with three members of his party. Back in the village, Jim Jones ordered everyone to gather in the main pavilion and commit what he termed a, quote, revolutionary act of suicide. Nurses concocted a blend of cyanide, sedatives, and flavored Kool-Aid. More than 900 people were dead within 45 minutes. And here's something else you might not know. Some members of the People's Temple managed to survive. 36 people escaped the jungle. They hid among the bodies before being rescued by Guyanese authorities. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.